Mevlana has no equal. As for Mevlana, during this era, nowhere in the world is there anyone who is equal to him or who is like him. In all areas of knowledge, in theology, in the sciences of grammar, syntax, and logic, he speaks powerfully and discusses with the greatest experts. He is superior to them. He speaks more beautifully, and he gives greater pleasure than they do. If it is necessary, if his heart wants it, if his sorrow doesn't impede it, if the tastelessness of the subject doesn't stand in the way, he speaks with more authority than any of them. Even if I were to study these subjects for 100 years, I couldn't attain a tenth of the knowledge and ability that he has. But he thinks that he doesn't know anything. He acts as though that's how it is. When he is in front of me, when he is listening to what I say, I don't know how to say it. It's discourteous to even say. But he passes into such a shy state. It's as if he were a 2-year-old child sitting in front of his father, or as though he were a new Muslim who has yet heard nothing about Islam. One day, early in the morning, I was talking about the universe of meaning. He said, "Since this ear became an ear, it hasn't heard such subtlety." He was very much affected. Planting crops. A farmer was planting something in the earth. "Why aren't you planting the land next to your house?" they asked. "It's barren soil. It's not worth planting there," he said. "Likewise, those words of mine aren't harmful. Instead, perhaps they are useful. But how are they useful? In a universe where there are people who might benefit from them. If in a moment the water of the Nile appears to be blood to a Copt, is it any fault of the water of the Nile? If the sweet voice of the prophet David doesn't please someone who doesn't understand it, and if it seems ugly to him, does this diminish at all the value of that voice?" May your winter turn to spring. Winter is a good opportunity to come together for friends who have fallen apart from each other. Then you can't create excuses like, "I'm going to the seaside to wander around." When you go out, you look and see that spring has turned to winter. But if a person knows me well, his winter turns into spring. Whoever behaves righteously and honestly towards me, increase of comfort and well-being reach him from me. He lives even more strongly than I do, and things that don't even occur to my mind come to his. May revelation dawn within you. Even if the whole world would hang me by my beard, still, if something needs to be said, I will say it. But without a doubt, even after 1,000 years, these words will be heard by those whom I want to hear. A few people became the prophet's scribes for the revelation, those who wrote down the divine commands, and a few people became the place where the revelation descends, that is, the place of its effect. Work hard so that you may be both. In other words, be both the object of the revelation and the scribe of the revelation that comes to the heart. Learning unity. What is the promise with God like? Likewise, don't neglect to keep a portion from everything towards our debt, even if the portion is just a coin or two, until the moment comes when suddenly an opening is gained. Then you will be free of these things. In the same way, don't turn away from us even for a moment, and don't forget your promise. Let's say reason orders something. Desire demands just the opposite. It is as though the master says, "Bring me pickles." But the servant says, "No, bring some sweets. Sweets are better." This isn't appropriate. The servant must first say, "Bring what the master ordered." In reality, what the master orders is sweet. The master says, "I'm going to such and such a place." The servant says, "May God be with you, I'm not coming." "Why aren't you coming?" He answers, "I'll come later. Now I have an excuse." This isn't appropriate. This is the opposite of what one needs to learn. On this path, one must learn unity, not opposition. But no, you teach me opposition, and I teach you unity. That is, you teach me about self-absorption, and I am teaching you about crying out with need.